Well, the president of Ithaca College in New York State is also being criticized for how he's responding to racial issues. He's facing two confidence votes from students and faculty. Solveig Wastvedt from WSKG reports.
Politics professor Pei Shuangka Airwele is eager to cast her vote when the Ithaca College faculty referendum starts November 30th.
At the moment, I have no reason to have confidence in the president, sadly enough.
Shuangka Airwele cites recent strategic decisions that she says Ithaca College president Tom Roshan made without campus input. She says he's been out of touch since he started the job in 2008.
Make it more comfortable!
That disconnect is stirring unrest among Ithaca's students, too. The student government is holding its own no-confidence vote, with ballots due November 30th. This week, hundreds packed the Ithaca College quad to demand Roshan's resignation.
No confidence! The only way that we were going to get heard is if we were loud about it.
Isabella Grullon is a sophomore from Colombia in the Dominican Republic. She says the students have a long history of frustrations with Roshan's handling of racial incidents. For example, in early October, an unaffiliated fraternity advertised a party with a racially charged theme. Alumni on a recent college panel repeatedly referred to a fellow panelist, a black woman, as a savage, after the woman stated that she had a, quote, savage hunger to succeed. Grullon and the other students say Roshan's response falls short.
He does make an effort to listen, but the way that he has responded isn't adequate. We want answers, and at the end of every time that we end up talking to him, we just get more questions.
The chanting protesters laid down on campus sidewalks to block foot traffic.
Let's cover the pavement!
In response to the protest, the college announced the creation of a chief diversity officer position earlier this week. Mandatory cultural competence training for faculty will start this winter. But Roshan told the Ithaca Journal yesterday that he won't step down. Board of Trustees Chair Tom Grape said in a statement that the board is, quote, actively partnering with Roshan to address the issues. Still, Professor Shuangka Airwele hopes her voice, along with the students' voices, can spur change on campus.
I love IC. It's a beautiful place. I would not have stayed if I did not think there was hope.
Results of the faculty confidence vote on President Tom Roshan will be out by December 14th. For Here and Now, I'm Solveig Wastvedt.